Right, Elaine, the council home maintenance motion. Who proposed it, what's in it, and what was the government reaction?
Yes, this has been proposed by Sinn Féin, and it basically acknowledges that housing policy is not just about the provision of social housing, but also the maintenance and the quality of that housing. And it calls on the government to ensure that stock is maintained to the highest standard possible. Now, Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, is not going to oppose this. And we did have a debate in the Dáil on it tonight. So that will pass when votes are taking tomorrow. But there was a myriad of issues raised during that debate just before we arrived here into studio. I think Mairead O'Farrell and Rory O'Murcu, two Sinn Féin TDs, raising the issue of mould, and they've been contacted by constituents living in social housing and suffering from mould in their houses, have in a lot of instances children in those houses, and are worried about the health implications.
Respiratory illnesses and just the mental health issue of mould growing in the house, it just exemplifies decay in a house and does nothing for people's mental health.
Yes, and there were a lot of, I think, worthy solutions and suggestions put forward by members of the opposition during that debate tonight. One was around apprentices, perhaps training up apprentices that could be used to go out as a handyman, I suppose, if you want to call it, to fix some of the minor issues that do occur in social housing. Minister Malcolm Noonan did come back and say that he acknowledged that that could be used and could be utilised, and also suggested that in years gone by there would be teams in each local authority that would go out if someone living in social housing had an issue, whether the door was needed to be fixed, whether there was a leak, and it would be done fairly quickly and maintenance would be kept up. But now that has been outsourced and perhaps that needs to be reviewed again. But by and large, I think the government is standing behind its own record on all this. I think Dara O'Brien will be suggesting that there's a 200 million pot each year to retain, retrofit and make sure that social housing is up to a certain standard. And the government also, I think, referring to a 50 million national regeneration programme, again, 50 million set aside for 2024. The opposition, on the other hand, saying that's not near enough when you have cases, as I said, like those issues with mould in family homes.
OK, and I don't want to downplay anybody's personal experience in this, because I'm sure people have come into all your clinics and told you what their situation is. And if any of them are tuned in this evening, I suppose what they do want to hear is perhaps what the solution might be and how soon it could be delivered and with what resources. Paul McAuliffe, what did you make of what was proposed? And in your opinion, what would be the first major step that could be taken to alleviate people whose houses are not up to scratch and not compliant with decent standards?
Yeah, I think there's two areas. I think there's basic maintenance or routine maintenance, and then there are those cases where buildings are not fit for standard and the local authority has to make immediate measures. Look, I think there's two issues here. This knocking on doors, it's a local election, right? And we're talking about the council services. To me, this strikes to the heart of the competency of local authorities in order to carry out work on their
delivery
behalf. Exactly. Like, the vast majority of local authorities, the income that comes in terms of rents is retained by the local authority. Okay, it is up to local authorities to manage their housing stock. Government, you know, most of the money raised for that's put into local authority housing comes from central government in terms of the provision of the housing. There's no huge debt there that's being serviced. So local authorities are going to have to get better, more efficient, and be more productive in how they maintain local authority stock.
Okay.
Some of them are better. Some of them are better. For example, Dublin City Council takes the basic provision that's provided by the department, and they invest in their local authority when it becomes void, and they return them back into stock. Not quickly enough sometimes. Some local authorities are very poor. They want the government to pay 100% of that void's refurbishments. And my view is that local authorities, they do very little in some areas. Housing is the core area they're left with, and they need to make sure that they can manage it correctly.
Thomas Gould, I suppose reading through the text of the motion, it's, you're talking about dedicated annual funds, increase in funds, more funds to the local authority. What Paul McAuliffe is saying there in terms of more efficient use of the existing funding, do you think that it's possible to discharge their duties with the existing funding, or is an increase in funding absolutely necessary?
You see, it's actually phenomenal that Paul would make that suggestion. You come up to Dublin here, and I was a councillor in Cork City Council, we had no money. And half the local authorities have no money to be doing this work. Because after the financial crash that Fianna Fáil caused in 2007, which bankrupted the country, the first thing to go was there was an embargo on workers and local authorities. Funding, direct funding from central government slashed. And then what happened was, it's here we are now. It's the same with the guards. What happened 10 years ago, let's stick
to housing.
Well, here we are now. We have, Cork City Council has 11,000 houses, right? No preventative maintenance, no planned maintenance, no scheduled maintenance. And the minister said it tonight, we're going to move away from a reactive to a proactive, right? Where's the funding for it? Like, can I say this now? I'm representing people now. There is no plan in place from Dara O'Brien, who's the Minister for Housing. Like, where is he on this?
I'll come back to Paul McCullough for a response on that. But Neasa Harrigan, having read through the motion and the case for maintenance and increased funding, do you believe the case is there for that?
I do.
And do you think what Paul McCullough said about there, about the existing funding that's there, that the 200 million and the 50 million, is that adequate?
I mean, look, you could spend 200 million on a couple of streets in Dublin. Yes. Like, we're dealing particularly with like lots of flats in my area, and that's a big job. Even just to bring them up to like basic maintenance, never mind retrofitting them to get them to a B2, BER, for example, just to get them with all the doors working, all the keys in the windows so that they're fire safe, all the lifts working. You know, you could easily spend 200 million on a couple of streets. So, of course, we absolutely need more funding. I actually also take Thomas's point, though, that the real issue here is about regularisation. I mean, DCC have been taking it very...
For anyone not familiar, how do you mean regularisation?
So DCC have been starting to take it very, very seriously, the idea of maintaining their building stock. Because, you know, we have a legacy in this country of like selling off some of our housing once you've been a social tenant. But that's relatively recent. It's only in the last decade or so that we've started to have a standalone maintenance budget. And when we start to contract out things and outsource things to construction workers, let's say, rather than having it in-house, then you do need a standalone fund, and it does have to be regularised. So you should be seeing somebody come to your social home every 18 months, every 2 years, okay, and saying, have you mould? Do you need a new window? But that's not what's happening.
And in situations where it's gone beyond mould and windows, Paul McAuliffe, where you're talking about refurbishing entire apartment blocks with major works, what's the solution for where people need to go?
Yeah, look, I think there is a dedicated fund for regeneration projects, and there are, like, for example, particularly senior citizen complexes. I've seen amazing work being done in some of our senior citizen complexes where they would have been bedsits or one room accommodation, and they effectively knock one into the other and then create a one bedroom a senior citizen's apartment. We have lots of units in the city that still need that conversion. So that regeneration...
Well, where do those people go while that work's been done?
Yeah, and that is part of the overall challenge around the social housing, that, you know, we are under real pressure in terms of the stock that's there. But like, it can be done as casual vacancies rise, work can be done. But I do come back to this point, you know, like, government is there as a central authority for funding local authorities, and there are other sources of funding. But like, local authorities are responsible for managing. They're the housing authority.
Paul, I think like the local authorities are being put under immense pressure to house people into homes that are ready to go, and also to bring back voids. And we know that the amount of voids that we have is actually a function of the lack of maintenance, because units become so degraded that nobody can live in them until there's a major job done. So I think where a local authority is under so much pressure to like literally just put a roof over people's heads, the idea then that they're going to hive off money for maintenance is very hard
The point is that is their job. Their job is to manage.
Thomas Gould, yeah. You talked about funding across a number of areas. Are you confident that the staff, the workers, are there to be contracted in to do this work?
Well, when I spoke about this today, and when I said earlier, first thing we need to do is to take on more staff in local authorities, plumbers, plasterers, painters, electricians, couple that then with apprentices right across the board. That's the first step, but you need funding to do that. But you also need then engineers, architects. Like, I come from Gronabrohar. It was built 90 years ago by the old Cork County Council, right? Cork Corporation, sorry. What we need now is get back to direct build, we need direct maintenance, we need teams. I've been advocating in Cork for years that we need, we know that 150 to 180 houses are returned every year to Cork City Council. How hard would it be to work out how many staff we need to turn these around?
The County Council in Cork, for example, have done an amazing job in terms of their stock, but actually the city have been falling far behind.
No, I would. Do you know what the problem with Cork City and County Councils are, especially Cork City? They're not calling out the government for the lack of funding. Cork, like a lot of local authorities,
in their analysis, that's not what the problem is.
Can I say this now? I'd invite anyone to come into. I've photographs here. I've 6 or 8 photographs here to defy anyone to live in these houses. And the issue here is local authorities are pulling the government in line while the government TDs are giving out about them.
Okay, we're out of time there. We have a couple of texts in to say, throw as much money as you like at housing issues. If you don't have the staff and local authorities to process and the boots on the ground, forget it. You're trying to do too few to do with so much. And somebody else suggesting that why not teach tenants some basic DIY skills at school in the evening when the schools are closed. Anyway, that's all we have time for this evening.